Finance update on the Ray Hadley Morning Show. The All Ords down 17.6 points or 0.24% to 7,234.7. The dollar buying 76.11 US cents. Now, the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party has pre-selected its candidate for the New South Wales Upper Hunter by-election next month. Singleton Chamber of Commerce President and coal mining industry nurse Sue Gilroy will run for the seat. The by-election is crucial as the coalition has now slipped into minority government. It'll be held on May 22 after the Nationals MP Michael Johnson was forced to quit Parliament amid a police investigation into claims he allegedly raped a sex worker, which he denies. I'm pleased to say the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Upper Hunter candidate, Ms Gilroy, joins me on the line right now. Sue, good morning.
Good morning. Well, first thank you for having me.
Well, first and foremost, I've got to say congratulations on your pre-selection. Well done.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
You ready for a fight leading up to the by-election?
Absolutely. We're going to give it our all.
Well, one thing that it's certainly going to be decided on are the jobs of the coal miners and everything else in the Hunter. Can you firstly start off by telling us a little bit about yourself? I understand you're the president of the Singleton Chamber of Commerce. Is that right, Sue?
I certainly am. I've worked in the community and I've lived here for a very long time. I come from the country. Being the president, it's my fourth term now, although I'm stepping down through the campaign. So that obviously is just to avoid any conflict of interest there. But certainly I'm also advocating for our business community in Singleton, and I've had a lot of success in that. You know, I've got the chamber into a position that's never been in before. So, you know, it's awesome. I'm just passionate about helping our community, our businesses, and making sure our region thrives.
I've just got a release from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party in front of me here. Sue, it says that you've never lived in the city before and know the bush better than anyone. Is that right?
Absolutely. I actually grew up in the outback, so right out in the bush. Came to Singleton when I was a teenager. So, you know, I used to live on sheep properties with my family when I was a child. So, yeah, absolutely know the bush.
Well, you obviously know the local community as well, Sue. What are the locals in the Upper Hunter telling you about the important issues leading up to this by-election, and what do they want done, whoever is elected on May 22?
Well, certainly job security is a big one. You know, there's always fear around, you know, the coal industry and the talk of the coal industry, you know, not being here and what's that mean for our jobs. We know we're very dependent on that industry. But also what is also out there is that we need to coexist with agriculture and equine. So what does that look like, and how does that translate into jobs for our people? So it's stability. It's making sure that, you know, we have a community that will thrive and survive into the future.
What's the backlash been like for the Berejiklian government up there, given the announcement and then the backflip on Malcolm Turnbull for that clean energy board? I can't imagine the locals are too happy about it up there.
I haven't actually been out talking too much about that. It's been a pretty whirlwind week, actually. But I've certainly had a few. I've got Rob Borzak here with me, and he certainly had a bit to say about that before, about Malcolm Turnbull.
You must agree, it's madness, though, Sue. I mean, to think that a former Prime Minister who's done everything in his power, or his non-existent power, over the last 2.5 years to undermine the coalition, all of a sudden the New South Wales coalition appoints him to chair a clean energy board, and then they're forced to backflip. That wouldn't sit well with the local constituents you represent, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I would not think so at all. And, you know, certainly that's a lot of jobs and there's a lot of work out there. So yeah, I haven't talked to them personally, but I certainly will make it a point that I get out and actually have a chat to them now that it's all been announced and I'm out there. So.
All right. What are your thoughts on this issue with the Nationals MP Michael Johnson? I mean, that's the reason why we've arrived at the by-election. There's been a lot said over the last little while about the behaviour of elected members of government, some staffers as well. I mean, some of the allegations that he's facing, which we do need to stress he is denying, they're quite serious. And, well, I think it was obvious that he had to resign from the parliament.
Quite obviously, you know, they are serious allegations, and, you know, obviously I'm not going to comment on those. But certainly I think, you know, our people are looking for a voice they can trust. They're looking for someone who they, you know, who knows the community and understands the issues, but someone that they can actually trust and build a relationship with, who has an open door and, you know, will be available to talk to them. And any of the constituents certainly will be. I'll be available to talk to them about any issues that they've got.
So. Well, why, Sue, are you the right person for the people of the Upper Hunter, and why should they vote for you on May 22?
Look, I'm absolutely passionate about the Upper Hunter and what we've done, what we've achieved over the years. And I'm passionate about having a seat at the table and fighting for what we need to be able to continue that over the years. So certainly it's about the passion and the understanding of the community. It's being in touch. It's being having a finger on the pulse. It's being having worked with them side by side and understanding their challenges and making sure that they've got a voice so that we get our share of you know, our attention and the support and the funding that's out there, because we deserve it.
Can I ask you about preferences? Because I think back to 2019 and the Shooters preferenced Labor and the local electorate, Eden Monaro, in that by-election ended up with Christy McBain, who I spent some time with when I went down for a bushfire charity game. She was an impressive woman and obviously very popular in the local electorate. When it comes to preferences, who will the Shooters be preferencing?
Look, I think, you know, Robbie's having some talks, but I'm, you know, as I said, it's all very new. But certainly, you know, we can't tell anybody how to vote. You know, if you want to vote one for me, that's absolutely the way to go. So.
All right. Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Sue, and I wish you all the very best of luck. And I'm sure whether it's myself or Ray, we'll be catching up with some of the other candidates over the next couple of days. It's going to be a hotly contested race, that's for sure and certain. And like I say, we wish you well on May 22. All the best.
Thank you so much. Great to chat.
You too. There's Sue Gilroy.